Listening. Unit 11, page 140. C.
You will hear an interview with a youth leader who's talking about the work done at his youth centre. For questions 1 to 7, choose the best answer, A, B or C.
Welcome to another edition of Lifestyle. And today we're talking about crime and young people. In the studio is Ian MacDonald, who's a local youth leader. Ian, welcome. First of all, tell us exactly what you do.
Hi, Jane. Well, I'm employed to run the youth centre at Sharp Hill. Our aim is to help young people who are either still at school or who have left school and are out of work. We offer all sorts of things, from games and social activities to help finding jobs. We want to do everything we can to give young people something positive to do with their time and to keep them off the streets where they might turn to crime.
And do you think the centre is managing to prevent kids from turning to crime?
To a large extent, yes. Of course, we can't force kids to come to us, but we do our best to offer what they need so they'll want to come. We try to give each person something to achieve, whether it's improving their football skills or writing a CV. When people feel that they're achieving something, they're much less likely to turn to crime.
We hear a lot about youth crime, though, particularly problems like vandalism and theft. Why do you think these incidents are so common?
A lot of young people have a bad attitude towards themselves, towards other people, and towards property, which often starts from difficulties with schoolwork. This can make them feel like failures from a young age, and often neither the school nor the parents have the time or the money to help them. This is where the youth centre can sometimes help. Regarding graffiti, for example, some is pure vandalism, but some is very artistic. We encourage our members to use their artistic talents positively. We have graffiti competitions at the centre, and we discuss what art is and what vandalism is. It's better to change kids' attitudes than just to tell them to stop doing something altogether.
Do you find that the police are helpful, or do they cause problems for the people who attend the youth centre?
It's difficult with the police because they often visit the centre to speak to people they suspect of committing a crime or to ask for information. A lot of our members know people who break the law, even if they don't do it themselves. But the police also make a big effort to be fair and to develop a good relationship with the kids. And in many cases, the police work is actually helping the kids by removing dangerous people from the area. Often they realise this and are willing to help. So most of the time, we get on okay.
Does the centre have connections with other community groups?
Yes, many. One of our projects is helping local people look after the local environment. The kids get involved in tidying up, painting, planting trees and so on, working together with local people. Sometimes young disabled kids visit the centre as well. Our members found this difficult to deal with at first, but they've got used to it, and now it's really good for all the young people, disabled or not.
Well, Ian, it's a very interesting topic, and we'll talk more after this break.